it's like.
So, okay.
We're doing a fast recording. And this is going to be what the podcast sounds like. Like right here.
We got the ambient noise of the car.
We got the ambient noise of the car.
And we can talk about that. We can talk about what you're hearing is the ambient noise.
Right. It's cool to talk about what you're talking about while you're on a podcast.
And it's kind of like a metaphor because we're driving towards...
Right.
We're in the car. We're on the highway known as...
Buckling a seatbelt.
Right, right. So, yeah, we're here. I'm Micah Redding, and in the back seat we've got Ryan Hogan.
Right, I like it.
And and a special guest, Emily Hogan Redding, over here.
She's the confluence.
Riding shotgun.
Emily is the confluence of...
The Hogan.
The coalescence of the Micah... Wait, no, yes. The Redding-Hogan connection.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, so that's... We'll have to detangle that in the show notes. That's a cool podcast thing, is you put something in the show notes. Like, so,
what are
you know,
show notes?
It's like...
Don't show me your show notes.
It's like you tag it... Well, it's like when somebody goes to the webpage and they see this episode, there'll be like a little description, and then like show notes where it links to all the things that we may have talked about, you know, referenced, you know. So rather than me giving you a web address right now,
I would call that a cheat sheet.
No. It's like,
well, no,
like,
is that like a bibliography?
Yeah, it's kind of like a bibliography, like
a footnote.
Rather than me like telling you all the details of how to get something, I just put a link in the show notes. You know, I just tag that in the show notes.
So who's keeping the notes for what you're going to keep in the show notes?
Theoretically, me, but I'm driving, so, you know, I don't... I think that...
I guess it's up to our special guests.
Right. Special... See? We always have a special guest /...
show note taker.
Secretary.
Show notes.
So, yeah... I think, yeah, we've got kind of a weird double duty thing here. Like, I'm kind of the co-host of the show, but I'm also driving. Ryan's a co-host of the show, but he's also, like...
Totally unreliable.
Right. But he's also totally unreliable. And, and Emily's the special guest, but she's also navigating. So, you know, that's how that works. And...
She's keeping the show notes. Apparently.
Right, yeah,
man,
keeping the show
notes. Smells right. In the future, we won't have to take our own show notes.
Right. We'll just... It'll just... Like, Google will scan our podcast and keep the show notes for us. Actually...
Why can't I just be listening to it afterwards and look at the show notes?
Yeah, you can, yeah. You could do that. That's a possibility.
See, we're making this too complicated.
It used to be that you could actually do a Google search and it would find words that were spoken inside a podcast. So, like, right now, like that, I just said the podcast.
Also, like, you could do tags, basically.
Well, it would actually, somewhere, they were actually scanning through these podcasts, transcribing them, and then putting it online to search. And I don't know who was doing that. I think Google was doing that in some automated way, but... I can't imagine that worked very well, and now they don't do it, so it must not have worked that great, or it must have been really expensive or something.
But once Siri becomes...
Yeah, Siri.
Once that technology is more advanced...
Right. Then...
Everything can be transcribed.
Yeah.
We will be, you know, just this conversation will just be transcribed as it's happening.
Well, Google Voice, right, is Google's kind of test bed for transcribing conversations, right, I think.
Hey, is there an app that goes from voice to text?
What do you mean? You say it and it...
Transcribes.
Yeah, you can do that. Actually, you can do that with Siri.
Well, I don't have Siri.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You
can hack it yet, or I can... Siri,
yeah, you can if you crack your iPhone or whatever. You can just crack your iPhone. yeah, they've also... Siri was actually an app in the App Store. I actually downloaded it before Apple bought it and took it off the App Store and then made it, you know. So you could actually, if you could get access to that app, you could probably do it. And I believe that I have a copy of that app on my computer. But also, there's like Dragon Dictation, some other things like that that you can get. And just dictate to your heart's content.
You know me, I like to dictate.
Right. That's what we say. Ryan, he really likes the dictate, you know.
Never mind.
But, you know, speaking of Google Voice transcribing, I kind of think that a lot of times Google Voice, well, not Google Voice, Google in general, is they use us to figure out how to do something. So Google Voice has all these transcription features, but I really kind of think the transcription feature is so that they can learn how to do transcription better. Like, they're using us to test and get feedback so they can improve their processes so they can build something else that will transcribe for other things other than phone conversations. Because right now, you know, their transcription doesn't do a very good job, but I really kind of think that they're doing something bigger with it. And same thing with, like, Google Captcha, you know, like, when it asks you to identify the words or whatever, prove you're human. They're also using that to scan old books.
Can't wait till all the books are scanned.
All books in the universe.
Wait, weren't they trying to scan all the books?
I feel like they've
violated a lot of.
Yeah, I mean, there's some lawsuits. I feel like they've gotten all the public domain books scanned. Is that not the case?
I don't know, but yeah, could get.
I mean, that we know about. Yeah,
it wasn't scanned copies, but it was text documents.
Yeah. Well, Google has now, like, scanned, like, tons and tons of public domain books. Maybe it's not.
Is Google just trying to scan the entire, every crevice of the entire world, every nook and cranny?
I think they really do want that.
I want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't want to scan every nook and cranny?
I mean, even on a microscopic level, you know, it's like you're going to be able to zoom in
right
on details that we can't even see with the naked eye.
Yeah, that's the thing, like, with like Google Maps, you know, and now, you know, with the street view, and you can kind of zoom in.
Well, they've even taken street view off the streets, right?
What do you mean?
I don't know, I saw an article somewhere, I don't remember where, but, it had a picture of their camera set up like on a train track.
Ah.
On an apparatus on a train track going around.
Yeah.
You know, so they could digitize off-road.
Well, see, I didn't realize this, but like...
areas.
Apparently they hire people to, you know, go drive the Google Map cars around.
Yeah.
And
you know,
scan.
Google, they hire smart people. But anyway, I know this one.
But, you know, that kind of puts the whole, like, you know, the fact that they're working on this driverless car kind of in a new perspective. Like, when they first came out with that and they said, oh, we've been working on this car that drives itself and it's driven 100,000 miles with no human intervention, I thought, why are they doing that? That doesn't seem very, like, much part of their thing. But now it's apparent they've got... They're paying a lot of people to drive around to collect all this data. So if they get this driverless car thing going, then they can drive around the world all the time collecting even more data. And
stealing
people's Wi-Fi passwords, right?
Yeah. Well, wait, what did they? Wasn't there a lawsuit in Nashville led by a group of local national business owners or something?
I don't know.
Because, yeah, when they were driving through, it was collecting all this information from...
Yeah, they scanned all these open networks.
Yeah, scanning open networks.
Anything that was on the open network, they were, for whatever reason, decided to save. Which is really kind of odd, because if I'm in business, one of the things that I'm going to not want to do is pay to store just random junk.
Trivial information.
Yeah, on a hard drive. But apparently, Google really...
That's not trivial information for Google.
Yeah, they really don't
But isn't it illegal to... Technically, isn't it illegal to use a Wi-Fi password that is not yours or...
Oh, yeah.
Unauthorized for you to use?
Maybe.
I don't know. I saw something on the wire about that.
I just said don't hit that.